Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
Defining what evolution is. I'm Robert Crowther, reporting at the CSC in Seattle, and I want to talk a little bit today about what is evolution. What do people mean when they talk about evolution? That's a very good question, because often people mean different things, and it is important to be clear what you mean when you are talking about evolution in this debate. There are three simple but very different definitions of biological evolution. When speaking with people about the issue, it is important to ask them which definition of evolution they are using. One common definition of evolution is change over time, even billions of years of time. Most leading ID proponents believe the universe is billions of years old. A second definition of evolution is common ancestry. All forms of life evolve from a single original life form. The third definition, and the one most often used by Darwinists, is natural selection acting on random mutation as the primary mechanism by which life forms have evolved. ID scientists do not have a problem with definition one, change over time. Everyone acknowledges that things change over time. There is some debate over definition number two, common ancestry. Some design proponents have no problem with the idea of common ancestry, while others feel the evidence for it is just not very convincing. Regardless, this definition is not incompatible with intelligent design. Definition number three is commonly referred to as Darwinian evolution. It is a specific part of evolution that ID challenges and is the heart of Darwin's theory. This is why we use the phrase Darwinian evolution, so that people are clear that this is what we're talking about when we say there is little or no evidence to support the theory. Be sure you know what people mean when they say evolution. I'm Robert Crowther for the IDTF at CSC in Seattle. Thanks for listening.
Music on ID the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. Visit www.yuriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery President is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future Managing Editor is Robert Crowther. And the producer is Keith Bennett. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com.